Tidying the House, episode number 1. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Heather. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is Felicia the Tidy. Heather Johnston is brought to you by Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. It blooms in the middle of summer and autumn and is a special crop that attracts butterflies and hummingbirds near outdoor seating. But most of us know it as an ornamental or as part of a garden or garden center garden. This long-flowering perennial has exceptional hardiness and aromatic foliage in the garden, is found in seedlings from voluntary gardens and has excellent winter hardiness. The plant was discovered in the late 19th and early 20th centuries as an ornamental for use in gardens, but has been very hardy since its introduction in the United States in 1868. The recommended accompanying plants include the small, cultivated pertussis and the large, long-flowering, small shrubs of the same genus, as well as a variety of other species. There is always a bloom of pretty blue flowers, even in the winter months, and while butterflies attracted by the bright blue daisies bloom in autumn, the ever-blooming selection is covered with them in spring and autumn. Take them indoors to the geraniums, where they will bloom all winter, and blend in with the rest of the garden to create a wildflower garden. These large, shimmering raspberry red flowers are a highlight in any late spring garden, especially when these long-lived ground cover plants come to bloom. There are many different types of ficus, such as white, yellow and red, but these are the ones with the liveliest red and white flowers and the best color combinations. The three blue daisies that I planted here a few years ago grow as small shrubs. I have tried to grow many things here, but only a few plants have been successful. The soil is hard-packed and is bordered by prickly oak leaves that scatter the soil, so I am very limited in the number of plants. I tried to find a field of blue daisies to propose to my girlfriend, but in vain, so I will try again. Cape Town blue is the best for flowering quantity and continuity if you have a straight variety. They develop very well in a variety of climates, from tropical to temperate and even tropical rainforests. My wife calls them blue tanks because they have to push into other areas of the garden. My desk and bookshelves are filled from floor to ceiling with books from countries. I have never visited Australia, New Zealand or South Africa. One of the following names is Nemu Lady Lake, which is a short note. I explained that I changed the name because I liked it and because it was pretty, not for some scientific reason. At eye level, a metal plaque honoring Ackerman's lifelong membership of the NAACP shines. The black cat tries to project her character as a loner, while Felicia Hardy knows that her friends can rely on her. I enjoy my job, even if I'm forced to run in front of heroes trying to stop me, and that's part of the thrill. I like to be able to share things with my friends, but there is also a lot of human contact that I would not otherwise experience. It is the most beautiful thing in life that I like very much, so it's one of my favorite things in the world. My goal here, of course, is to confuse you and find out if you love the webhead, but flirting causes so much confusion that even those who know me won't answer. The torn, clever black cat, who knows when to deal with those she knows she can crack, and she does, deep down. Felicia is a thriller seeker, and committing crime gives her the thrill she otherwise misses in life. The mask serves as a camouflage to disguise who she really is, but deep in her heart comes a point where she has to be captured and take responsibility for something that does not belong to her. It is also a way to compensate psychologically what was once stolen from her by her father, but it is also an attempt to compensate. The individual behind the experiment turns out to be New York's nucleus of crime, forcing Felicia to work for him in return. Her family's civilian identity is safe from reprisals because the kingpins do not believe they can find out her true identity. She rebelled against his control by attacking the thugs she worked with, leaving her unconscious and bound, and waiting for the NYPD to arrive. In one job she works for one of these jobs, in another she works for the police. Walter is a businessman, but his family considers him a cat burglar by profession, as he says he goes on business trips whenever he goes to plan and execute a job. Black Cat learned to stay under constant guard when she goes out, so the King Penguin is unaware of her escape from his grasp. This is all for today, friends. My name is Heather and this was episode 1 of Tidying the House. See ya next time. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast.